For this Tuesday, September 30th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting it. We start with some state news as a federal court has upheld Indiana's policy of listing biological sex rather than gender identity on birth certificates. On Monday, the court denied a request from the American Civil Liberties Union for a preliminary injunction aimed at blocking the policy. The American Civil Liberties Union had filed suit on behalf of individuals who argued the measure was discriminatory. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita praised the ruling, calling it, quote, a win for truth, reason, and common sense, end quote. He added that the state will continue to require birth certificates to reflect what he described as biological reality. The legal challenge stemmed from a policy change earlier this year. Governor Mike Braun issued an executive order stating that references to sex and gender in state law refer strictly to biological characteristics. Following that order, the Indiana Department of Health stopped allowing changes to birth certificates based on gender identity. The court rejected arguments that the policy violates constitutional rights or unfairly targets transgender individuals. Switching to sports news, as there's big news for basketball fans in Evansville and the tri-state as the Ohio Valley Conference is sticking around for the long haul. OVC officials announced Monday that both the men's and women's basketball championships will continue to be held at Ford Center in downtown Evansville through the year 2032. OVC Commissioner Beth DeBotch called the Ford Center, quote, like coming home, crediting the venue, local support, and what she described as true Hoosier hospitality for the decision. She says the city has created an ideal environment for student athletes, helping uphold the OVC's commitment to excellence. The next championship tournament is set for March 4th through the 7th of next year. Last night here on Posey County Radio, we had the Mount Vernon North Posey Football Coaches Show. If you missed either show and want to listen, you can hear the archive show on our website at PoseyCountyRadio.com. This Friday is week 7 of the high school football regular season, and yesterday the updated Indiana Football Coaches Association poll was released. There are several tri-state teams receiving recognition. In Class 5A, Castle was 9th. In Class 4A, Heritage Hills is 3rd. Wrights is 10th and Jasper is 13th. Class 3A has Memorial 1st, Gibson Southern 2nd, and Modern Day is 16th. From local high school sports, last night, North Posey boys tennis won their final match of the regular season at Central 4-1. The Vikings finished the regular season with a 14-3 record and a 9-3 record in the PAC. Last night's victory also gave head coach Brandon Barrett his 150th career win. The current seniors have won 52 matches over the last 4 years. Now tomorrow, the boys' high school tennis sectional begins at Mount Vernon High School. On Wednesday, there is just one match at 4:30, and that is North Posey versus Wrights. Then on Thursday, there will be a pair of matches also at 4:30, Mount Vernon taking on Central, and Modern Day plays the winner of Wednesday's North Posey versus Wrights match. The sectional championship match is on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Tonight in local high school sports, Mount Vernon Volleyball is at Gibson Southern. The JV match starts at 5:30 and the varsity match follows at 7 o'clock. Mount Vernon Girls Soccer has a home match versus North Posey at 5:30. North Posey Volleyball travels to Wood Memorial for a 5:30 JV match and a 7 o'clock varsity match. North Posey Boys Soccer is on the road at Forest Park at 5:30. We finish up in professional sports as the Major League Baseball playoffs get underway today with the best of three wildcard series. At 2:08, the Chicago Cubs take on the San Diego Padres in Chicago. Left-handed pitcher Matthew Boyd makes a start on the mound for the Cubs. Right-handed pitcher Nick Pivetta takes the hill for the Padres. And later this evening at 8:08, the Cincinnati Reds play at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Right-handed pitcher Hunter Green gets a start for the Reds. And left-handed pitcher Blake Snell is a Dodgers starter. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, September 30th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.